In recent years, the world has been experiencing an alarming rise in sexually transmitted diseases. Now, while HIV and AIDS is no longer the public health issue that it was, rates of gonorrhea, syphilis, and chlamydia have skyrocketed. The highly infectious gonorrhea bacteria is of particular concern. That's because it's morphing into a superbug resistant to antibiotics. And Australia is part of the global race to come up with a vaccine. Kathy Van Extel has this.
At first, only gays and IV drug users were being killed by AIDS.
The HIV/AIDS epidemic of the 80s and the powerful public awareness campaign saw a significant drop in STIs. Highly infectious gonorrhea became a rare disease. But three decades on, that's no longer the case. Microbiologist Kate Sieb from Griffith University's Institute of Glycomics is part of a global team working on a vaccine.
People have become a little bit complacent. We all, those of us of a certain age, remember seeing the Grim Reaper ads and the signs on the back of toilet doors in nightclubs for HIV. And that all sort of died away, and now we don't really hear a lot about it. People don't like to talk about it still. However, gonorrhea cases are going up, chlamydia cases are going up, syphilis cases are going up. So it's not something that we can just ignore anymore.
According to the Kirby Institute's most recent surveillance report, gonorrhea rates have increased nationally by 80% in the past 5 years. In the major cities, there's been a 115% increase. Professor Basil Donovan heads the Institute's sexual health program. He says there are about 30,000 cases diagnosed each year and rising.
It's focused very much in urban gay men who are, shall we say, at the busier end of the spectrum. It's also seen in young people in remote Aboriginal communities. And we see a sort of regular sprinkling in heterosexual travellers coming back from high-risk countries. That said, we think over the last 10 years, it has actually re-established itself in young heterosexuals in our cities. So the picture is gradually changing.
And what's the concern about it taking hold in the heterosexual population?
It's always a worse infection in women because it can go upwards into the fallopian tubes and cause pelvic infections. And that can make someone very ill, but also can affect their long-term fertility. So it's always been worse for women than for men.
And women can often be asymptomatic, is that right?
Yes, they usually are. And even when they come in with symptoms, usually the symptoms are due to something else. They just happen to have gonorrhea at the same time.
It's a global trend. While there's poor testing in developing nations, rates are also escalating in the US, Europe and New Zealand. They're expected to hit the high infection rates of the 70s. But there's an even bigger worry. Gonorrhea is an antibiotic-resistant superbug. Kate Sieb says it's feared highly drug-resistant strains will spread.
At the moment, they're not widely prevalent, luckily. However, this bacteria, Neisseria gonorrhea, is incredibly good at becoming antibiotic resistant. So since the 1970s, when they used penicillin, it's become resistant to every antibiotic that's been used to treat it. And pretty much every 5 to 10 years, they have to change the recommended routine antibiotics that are used. So now we're on the last option, ceftriaxone, and we have seen strains that are resistant to that and the other antibiotic that's currently recommended for use, azithromycin.
Globally last year, there were 3 recorded cases of super-resistant gonorrhea, 1 in the UK and 2 in Australia. Basil Donovan says Australia is highly vulnerable.
It's likely to affect Australia first because we're pended off the end of Asia, which is a bit of an antibiotic supermarket. So we've already had highly drug-resistant strains leaking in, fortunately, just individual cases. But if that keeps going on and on, eventually those strains will become established in the Australian population.
There's an international race to develop a vaccine, boosted this month by a $60 million investment by America's top health research funding body. It's supporting work on vaccines for syphilis, gonorrhea, and chlamydia. Kate Sieb's project is one of the beneficiaries.
We've been given a multi-centre grant to look at developing a vaccine for gonorrhea, and that's led by Cynthia Corneliuson from Georgia State University. And there's also some collaborators from Canada, America, and myself in Australia. And we're really trying to identify and develop a vaccine for gonorrhea, and then also understand better how we can implement this vaccine and make sure that it has the biggest impact possible and that we can really reduce the numbers of gonorrhea cases around Australia, but really around the world as well.
How optimistic are you that a vaccine will be achieved?
It is a really challenging bacteria to work with, and people have been trying to develop a vaccine for a long time. However, in recent years, we've had a lot of new discoveries that I think really have led us much closer to getting on the right track and to being close to developing a vaccine. And I think with funding like this, it's a 5-year grant, multi-centre, lots of people with a common goal. Hopefully, by the end of it, we will have something that we could take into clinical trials.
Researchers believe an existing meningococcal B vaccine could also be effective against gonorrhea. Kate Sieb was part of the team that developed it, and she's teamed up with the Kirby Institute to request $4 million in funding from the federal government through the National Health and Medical Research Council for a clinical trial. Basil Donovan says that's because the vaccine owner, GSK, isn't interested in funding such a trial.
We did approach them a couple of years ago to run a trial, and they decided that they didn't really want to. The so-called meningococcus is a very close cousin of the gonococcus, which is the bug that causes gonorrhea. But so far, their response has always been fairly lukewarm. They don't see enough of a market, or they don't see it as possibly stigmatising their lovely puritanical meningitis B vaccine.
Basil Donovan says an earlier version of that vaccine was used in New Zealand between 2004 and 2006 to contain a meningitis epidemic. Follow-up research shows promising signs that it's also been effective against gonorrhea.
The kids that were vaccinated were being affected by gonorrhea substantially less than the ones that weren't vaccinated.
Professor Basil Donovan there from the Kirby Institute, ending that report from Kathy Van Extel.